This is the brief on which EdTech tools teachers actually choose to use. You know, things in EdTech change so fast. New gadgets, new software, it's pretty much constant. EdTech analyst Gary Ackerman points out that this means educators are always having to learn and adapt, right? Makes picking the right tool really tough. But teachers aren't just grabbing anything off the shelf. They kind of have these three main things they look for to see if a new tech tool is even worth their time and effort. First, it's got to be way easier to use than whatever they're already using. Like, significantly simpler for everyone involved, teachers and students. No steep learning curves wanted here. Second, the technology really needs to prove itself, okay? It either has to genuinely help students learn better, you know, boost those outcomes, or it needs to be so darn good it basically makes the old way totally obsolete. And finally, how does it fit into the bigger picture? Teachers really prefer tools that just work smoothly with the tech they already have in the classroom. You know, stuff that complements their existing setup, that's much, much more likely to get picked up and actually used. So yeah, when it comes down to it, choosing that winning EdTech tool really hangs on it being easy to handle, genuinely effective, and fitting in well with everything else.